Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, January 9th. You'll be interested to know, today is National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. Established in 2015, this day honors law enforcement officers in the United States. It emerged after a 2014 incident in Missouri, aiming to foster positive vibes. The day encourages citizens to express gratitude, recognizing officers' critical role in maintaining safety and peace. Thank you to all the black and blue for all you do. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect waist-to-stomach-high, deadly ground swell on Thursday morning with clean conditions and east-southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Friday, expect knee-to-waist-high, deadly long period swell remaining glassy in the morning with northeast winds at less than 5 miles per hour. Saturday will feature waist-to-chest-high, deadly ground swell in the morning with semi-glassy conditions and southeast winds at less than 5 miles per hour. Thursday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean at 3 plus feet until 11. After that, it turns fair, but might be clean for a sunset session. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 4-foot outgoing high tide when the east-southeast swell is 2 feet at 14 seconds and the offshore wind is 6 miles per hour. The first low tide Thursday will be a half foot at 12:30 a.m. with a 3-foot high tide at 7:15. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 56 degrees for the water temperature. This morning it's sunny and feels like 49 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 5 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:51. It looks like we're in for a sunny Thursday with temperatures climbing to a comfy 62 and a light northwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low of 51 and a gentle east wind. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies through the weekend with highs around 58 to 62 and lows in the upper 40s. Nights will be mostly clear with light southeast winds. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in California, egg prices remain high due to the ongoing impact of bird flu, which has resulted in the culling of millions of egg-laying chickens nationwide. On January 6th, the average price for a dozen eggs in California was $8.97, more than double last year's price of $4.06. Analysts note that the nation has lost 20 million hens in 3 months. Experts predict it will take 4 to 6 months for the market to normalize, as widespread shortages continue to affect retailers from Aldi to Trader Joe's and Costco. Now on to sports. Tonight, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish face the Penn State Nittany Lions in the Orange Bowl at Hard Rock Stadium. Notre Dame boasts a 12-game winning streak, while Penn State's defense ranks 6th nationally. Both teams vie for a CFP title shot tonight on ESPN. In local sports, last night, the Kings game was canceled due to the wildfires. Tomorrow night, the Kings are still scheduled as of now to play the Winnipeg Jets in Canada. Tonight, the Lakers take on the Charlotte Hornets at Crypto.com Arena. The Lakers, sitting at 20-16, hope to rebound from a two-game skid. With Anthony Davis out, LeBron James, averaging 28.3 points, will be crucial. The Hornets, at 8-27, face a tough challenge as underdogs. Double-check for the news later today to make sure the game is still on, considering the raging wildfires in the area. In top news, Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, has decided to delete experimental artificial intelligence accounts after facing significant backlash. The chatbot profiles were part of a test launched in 2023, allowing users to create bot characters that appeared as functional users on the platforms. The negative reactions intensified when a character named Liv, who identified as a proud Black queer mama of two, revealed that no Black employees had contributed to her development. Following the uproar, Meta shut down these accounts, clarifying they were merely trials and not indicative of future AI integrations. In business news, Bitcoin recently surged to an all-time high of $108,000, fueled by speculation that the United States may adopt it as a strategic reserve asset following the inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump. Proponents argue that being the first developed nation to embrace Bitcoin would yield significant advantages, compelling others to follow. The rapid success of the BlackRock Bitcoin exchange-traded fund, which surpassed $10 billion in assets within 7 weeks, illustrates this potential. As more entities adopt Bitcoin, the United States faces an urgent question. Will it take the lead, or will other nations act first? In crypto prices, Bitcoin is just under 94,000. Ethereum is just over 3,300. And GOATSE's Maximus is down to 39 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Scientists have made a remarkable discovery beneath the North Sea, revealing ancient landforms hidden 1 kilometer below the surface. Utilizing advanced seismic technology, researchers identified features formed during the mid-Pleistocene transition, approximately 1 million years ago. This era marked a shift to a 100,000-year glacial-interglacial cycle. The study published in the journal Science Advances highlights how these submerged landforms resemble structures created by more recent glaciers. Co-author Christine Batchelor emphasizes the importance of understanding how past ice sheets responded to climate changes, paving the way for insights into our current climate dynamics. Entertainment news. Julia Garner, known for her roles in Ozark and Inventing Anna, is set to portray the Silver Surfer in Marvel's upcoming film, The Fantastic Four: First Step. While promoting her film Wolfman, Garner shared her excitement, stating, "I can't really speak a lot about that project, but expressed her gratitude for being part of it." She anticipates the Silver Surfer will be really shiny, reminiscent of previous adaptations. Directed by Matt Shakman, the film, set to release on July 25th, will feature a retro-futuristic world and will not follow an origin story for the beloved heroes. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, Our quote comes from the American novelist and journalist, Jack London. And he said, "You can't wait for inspiration. You have to go after it with a club." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.